Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Heaven bringing this back 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier's here. Jim is one of the great management consultants of our time, specializing in leadership training, organizational development, things like that, director of training for the Joe Barker Strategic Exploration Tools. He's the author of Audition for Your Next Job, and our good friend Jim, welcome back.
Good morning, thanks. Glad to be back.
Dr. James W. Schreier, to be specific.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, I was just telling the audience about, I was just pointing out to them, I do quite a bit of programming every week, you know, at least one or two, maybe three, on specifically on how to work with your teams, like you and I are going to talk about today. I did one yesterday, and one of the underlying message that I'm trying to get across is if you've got a good team, if you've got good people on your team, and you don't even want to think about what would happen if you didn't have one or more of them, you need to be doing things every day to make sure that they're fulfilled. Because people like that are not showing up for a paycheck. They want to do something with their life. Maybe they want to do something with their life as an employee, but they want to do something, and if you're not giving them that full capacity to grow, somebody can steal them from you. What do you think?
I think that is absolutely correct, and I think that's become a more critical issue over the last several years, but it's becoming even more critical right now in the current conditions.
The number one complaint, even during the coronavirus, to a large degree, is not being able to find enough qualified people, meaning key people.
Absolutely.
That means everybody's looking for your best people, aren't they?
Yep, absolutely. And it's critical. Exactly what you said, and the danger of losing great people to somebody else because of the situation right now is heightened.
Mm-hmm.
So organizations have got to be doing things, and you nailed it, Jim. They've got to be paying attention, not every 6 months, not every month. We're talking managers and leaders need to be paying attention daily to what they're doing to keep their best people.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to play games with them. You don't have to pander. You don't have to baby them. Just make them feel that they're in that. Well, to me, and we've talked about this before, there's a real simple question. It's a forward question. I think is one of the two most powerful things you can say to an employee, and that is, what do you think? What do you think about that, Jim?
Yes. And that's good. That goes back to another point that you raised in the introduction, giving them opportunities to grow, challenging them. And there is, you know, there is one big caution in today's world, and that's that so many people are burned out and potentially burned out. So you can't be saying, well, you're my best person, so I need to push you to work even more overtime.
Mm-hmm.
There's danger with that. And that's where your question comes in. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to support you today?
How are you doing? So and this brings us to a point that I want to get more granular with what you're here to talk about today. And that is that everyone you may have, if you've got 10 employees, then you probably got 3 people that you can't do without. Maybe 2. Maybe 1. But let's say you got 2 or 3. Each one of those people are almost, I mean, I know the old story about one monkey doesn't stop any show. You know, everybody's replaceable, but it would be hard if you did replace them. And each one of those 2 or 3 key people are different. And that's what you're here to talk about today, isn't it, Jim? How to manage each one of them in what I'm going to call a granular way.
Yes, absolutely. Because there's, you know, I've disagreed with a lot of managers and in training programs about everybody's replaceable. Yes, that's a simple statement. Everybody's replaceable. But everybody's not replaceable with the best people because your target number is so correct. Two or three people are the keys. They're the best. And to keep that quality of people involved, yeah, I can replace one of my best people, but I may not be able to replace that with somebody that's equally as good.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of your people are extensions of your company, but your key people are extensions of you. If you get to take if you get to take a day off, they're who you leave with the keys. If you get to take a week on go on vacation for a week and not come back for a week, people are gonna do that. If people wake up thinking about your company, it's maybe their face they're thinking about, not yours, the owner. So you talk about practicing as important for granular. I'm gonna say granular learning for intentional learners. Tell us about that.
Yep, absolutely. One of the things that we often miss is, okay, I'm just doing something over and over again so I can do the same thing I did yesterday. But what we do know is that people who are outstanding performers in their craft, whatever that is, running their business, performers, whatever, they know that what they're really good at, they need to practice at. They mm-hmm. need to do that rehearsal. They need to do that preparation. They don't just walk into the door of the business, open it up and say, let's go today. They think about what's important. They think about how they're going to interact with that top customer. They think about how they're going to deal with the tough customers mm-hmm. in today's world. They practice and focus on what they're good at. And in some cases, and this is a really important thing about practice, they don't get into trying to practice something that they're never going to really get good at. Mm-hmm. They recognize where their strengths are, and they focus their practice on those things that not only they're good at, but that they enjoy doing.
And this is part of this finding the right place and the fulfillment for your key people. Because I've asked people, I've made the mistake of asking someone to do something that they really didn't need to be doing. It was a management mistake on my part. I learned from that. We come back. We're going to talk some more about this idea of practicing role-playing. You've heard me talk about role-playing a lot. It's really important. One of the best things I was ever taught was how to role-play. 20 after, right back with Jim Schreier. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. And you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.